Buddy Frank Show, friend of the show, Craig Shoemaker is here, I guess. Bring him on in. Craig is going to be at the Irvine Improv December 26th and 27th. Over the holidays, I mean, obviously you're not working on Christmas, but I thought the last time we talked that you were just not working anymore.
Like No. This New Year's is my final show.
These are final shows.
These are the final shows with the Love Master.
You don't want to miss these.
The ball's gonna drop, baby. Oh,
that's it.
Yeah.
And the reason behind the retirement.
A lot of them. A lot of reasons. Biggest reason. I'm not retiring. I'm not gonna be in a rocker. I'm not gonna be in a rocker. I should go with that one. Get some sympathy tickets sold.
Right?
You know what? It's his final tour and his final tour of life.
I heard Craig Shoemaker's dying. Yeah, that's why.
Now, what if someone just tuned in, just as you said that, and we didn't have the...
And then it's like, oh,
apparently laughter doesn't heal.
Now, Craig, honestly, because I've seen your act, and if you've ever seen Craig Shoemaker, you know that prepare for an ab workout. There's no stopping.
I do like hurting the people.
You kill, and that's why they say you kill.
Yeah.
I don't think you're gonna be able to stay away.
Really?
You're too good at it.
Well,
there are comedians who should probably not be, but you really, I just don't think you're gonna be able to stay away.
I just have a lot of, I mean, do we really have time to get into, there are a number of reasons why I've decided to do this. It happened last New Year's. I was walking to work and I just said, that's it. I'm done with this. You know, I've been doing this since my junior year of high school in Ava Tamini's backyard in Philadelphia. I was doing it for, you know, keg money.
Yeah.
And I've been doing it professionally ever since. And I'm really tired of the bars.
What
that's
you're saying
the major
is you've
thing.
Got F you money.
So, no, I don't. Oh, by the way, if I don't make money in other areas, I'll be back like Cher. I'll have peacock feathers on.
Yeah, want to fly with the Love Master, baby.
I mean, there's a number of reasons that I just want to do other things. I want to do more purposeful things. I brought my book with me, which is really doing well.
Good.
Which is much more of the way I don't like to be a 24/7 mirth monkey.
Yeah.
You know, the people go, you know, wind them up. And, you know, if you say anything alternative, they go, wait a minute, that's not a joke. And I
like, you made a joke about the weather the other day on your Facebook post.
Did you see that?
And the lady's like, I'm not coming to your show.
Yeah, we have two tickets to Irvine available because she's not going to my show because I said something about drivers. In Los Angeles, which is the reason I'm late today, by the way. I don't want to say another joke about how bad you are.
No, go for it.
Oh, my God. It's a drop of rain. Let's get on the hood of our car and wait for medevac. I'm going out of my mind. And you start braking. I started braking around Burbank and just got here.
Yeah.
I mean, I just slid the whole rest of the way. I'm going out of my mind.
It does
suck. It reminds me, though, the story of my mom visited the last time we had a flood here. This is a true story, word for word. And she won't wear a hearing aid. She's too vain to wear a hearing aid, and she's in the passenger seat, and she goes, Craig, what are you do about that flood at your house? I go, that's right, Mom, I got my own wet vac. You know, wet vac, wet vacuum. She thought I said a derogatory term for a Mexican. And it goes on for 10 minutes. She goes, she knows I'm actually PC. She goes, my, Craig, that's a surprise. That's an awful thing to say. And I'm going, what are you talking about, Mom? A lot of people have. It's L.A.
It's L.A.
Oh,
and she goes, then she goes, you have your own? I go, sure. I got mine in the garage. They're handy. And this goes on for 10 minutes. She's having this conversation, thinking of, and then finally she goes, how do you get one? They're right now in front of Home Depot. Pick one up on your way out. They're on sale right now if you want to go. That's a true story. So anyway, that's what the rain reminds me of. But the reason I want to get into other pursuits is I just, you know, I love making people laugh, and I will do that for the rest of my life. There's just no way I can avoid that, you know. But I want to do it in a different way. I don't want to be, you know, fighting against the check spot, you know, when the checks come out and all of a sudden there's a lull in the room. I want to do like a theater, like a one-person show, that kind of thing.
Oh.
I'm also having seminars of how laughter heals, so I'm combining...
Okay.
Combining the efforts of doing stuff, something with purpose, along with making people
like
laugh.
Like Tony Robbins, but funny.
Right.
He's a spiritual comedy guru.
Yes, I'm bridging the gap from the woo-woo to the ha-ha. I'm kind of bringing those people together, and that's what I want to do. You go to craigshoemaker.com and find out all about that. And my book, it's called Love Mastered. It's really about mastering love and humor.
So like Oprah has aha moments?
Yes,
you
I
can
have
aha moments. That was my aha moment. You can
she's co-producing with me now.
I want a credit too.
You're a little codependent here, aren't you? I'm really concerned about your career, Craig. What is this?
I know.
Well, the thing about retiring now.
It's not retiring.
Well, you don't really have to nowadays. It's like you can step away and try other things and always come back. Right. I think when you retired, you know, back in the day when there wasn't so many outlets to try different things, that you
That's
were done. They gave you a watch and you were out. But now it's like you want to do a one-man show, write this, do a book, go online, do a podcast, whatever you want to do, you can try anything you want. Because a lot of people go out there and they try that stuff and it's like, it didn't work out. I'm going to come back because I'm not happy.
So if you don't leave, you don't have to come back. It's just, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
But you probably shouldn't.
It's a scary and exciting thing at the same time because I've only done this. I mean, I obviously do other things. I'm a doctorate and everything. But
what?
You didn't know that?
In what?
You're a doctor?
Yeah, baby.
All of a sudden, somebody got more handsome.
Open up and say hi, baby.
Then why don't you put Dr. Shoemaker in front of everything?
Right.
I'd be writing prescriptions left and right.
By the way,
Comedy RX.
The day I got my doctorate, I was on a plane with my son. I took him with me, and they literally said, "We need a doctor." And I came so close to pressing that button. Listen, mine's in humanities, but I'll handle this human.
Dr. Shoemaker. Whatever.
Yeah, you didn't know that? Yeah.
No.
I mean, just doing a lot of things. I don't like to be in a box. You know, there's so much creativity in all of us, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
So why not let it out in other platforms and other venues and other ways? That's what I want to do with my life. But listen, the whole people think I have money. I don't have money because my ex-wife.
Right.
I forgot to tell you, all my shows till the end of the year are benefit shows, and all proceeds go to my ex-wife.
That's why I thought you were quitting the road, because you finally got the last date of paying her. I thought, okay, now he's like, I don't have to do this anymore.
No,
when
is that
over? Come on.
No, that's going to continue. That goes for a long
time.
Speaking of,
because you're married, you've got 5 kids, right?
No, 4.
Wait, you've
don't
got,
give me any more.
Oh, you've got...
By the way, I've been up all night. I'm alone with them. My wife is away for 2 weeks. I have a baby at home.
I know, a little girl.
And I'm trying to get in shape so no one says, "Is that your granddaughter?" I went for my first run in years. About 2 blocks in, someone pulls their car over and yells out, "Are you okay?" I got in. No, that noise.
Can you take me home?
Can you take me around the block?
That's why I said, all right, I'll take a ride home.
Yeah.
I actually thought in my mind when I first started on this run, I can do this.
They just had to put the car in reverse and drive you back to your house.
I work out once a year, January 2nd, when I join a new club. That's the last day to see me. You ever do that? Your resolution?
You almost had a heart attack, right? Like,
seriously?
Running between like mailboxes?
Yeah, I tried to do that. I was like, I heard about the interval training where it's like, okay, you got to do like burst of energy, and then you can like get your heart rate down, then burst of energy. So I was like on this long street, and I was like, I'm going to run to that mailbox as hard as I can, then walk to the next mailbox and run to that mailbox. I got home, and I was like, and my lady's like, "Are you okay? Should I call him?"
Your
like,
lips are white.
I got this. I got it. I'm good.
I don't know why I would want to call. I thought I'll catch my heart back up. Like, I can control it. I'll simmer
it
crazy?
Down. It's the second you hit 40.
Oh, yeah.
Right, you hit 40, right?
Yeah, I'm 44, man.
The second you hit 40, all of a sudden, I pulled a hamstring playing charades. I'm trying to bar with my kids. I'm acting out Hunger Games. Yeah. In charades where you go, whole thing. I'm like running without bows and arrows and ow! Ow! I'm done. Daddy's done.
That's not part of it.
He dislocated his shoulder on movie. He was like, oh, ow, 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 ow.
Yeah,
ow.
But now they're guessing my left foot.
Oh my God.
But you did nail my left foot.
That's pretty good
for charades.
If you ever do a remake.
I mean, if that ever does come up, you have it down pat.
I got little kids that don't know my left foot.
Yeah, that's true.
It's good for a reference. For you guys.
Going back to the gifts, you're getting, like your kids, we were talking about, you get a gift for the kids at Christmas time, you put mom and dad on the gift?
Well, when you're a dad, you know, and you get a gift, it's just, you just think to yourself, what this cost me?
Right.
You know what I mean? You know, I mean, my ex-wife used to drag me around to the malls. You know, I'd be behind her, and she's like, "I lost my purse." I said, "I'm right here." She didn't laugh like you two just did, for some reason.
Yeah.
Everything's geared towards women. You ever notice this? You know, all the Hallmark cards. If that was a guy writing for Hallmark, it'd be like, "I loved you more when you were nicer." I mean, you know, I mean,
happy anniversary.
Exactly. They need honesty. And women always say they want honesty. Do you really want us to be completely honest?
Probably not, no.
You know, they always say to you, "What are you thinking?" You really want to know we're thinking? I was thinking, wouldn't mind banging your sister. I'm just thinking it.
What
I'm not
going
to do it. You asked me to be honest.
I said I'd never lie to you, honey.
I said, exactly. You want me to be completely honest. But, the whole thing with the mom and dad, I just turn it over and just pay the money.
Put on the card whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever you
want. Yeah, because I do the Christmas shopping. I like going out and individually buying something, but I don't expect her to be tagging her name on that. This is from me because she had nothing to do with this. I went out and shopped for this, and it's the cool gift. I didn't give you the socks. That's her deal. She sucks.
Oh.
I
win Christmas.
No, but your name goes on socks, too. Everything's from
I don't
mom
want my
and
name
dad.
On socks. I don't want my name on crappy gifts.
Really?
Yeah, I want to win Christmas. I'm very competitive that way.
I want to win Christmas. That's a great... There's a great movie, Win Christmas.
Yes. We do it every year here. It's like we do gift exchange. Our gift exchange is on Friday. It's our last show before vacation. And so every year it's always who's going to win Christmas? Who comes up with the creative idea?
Do the guests get to be in that? I want to be in that.
Oh, well, I don't know if we have any guests that.
Come on, Heidi. Sit on Santa's lap and stoke a Yule log, baby. I got your stocking stuffer right here, baby. I'm so big, I make flesh-eating bacteria gag. That's right.
Oh, God.
That's terrible. Oh, that was my awful. God. That was, that even made Frank go, oh, my God.
Yeah, that's
I've never seen Frank have agita.
That's terrible.
Oh, God, that was awful. Wow, that just offended me.
Oh,
that's
my
good
God.
Stuff.
By the way, sorry it took me so long getting here. I took the ferry and everything else.
It's like a casino in here. We have no idea what time it is
midnight.
Outside. It could be sunshine. It could be raining.
We don't know.
So it's raining.
It's heavy. Raining.
Well, you don't listen to Scott the Skylord? He's could be very upset about that.
Who?
as soon as you go to the break, it's like texting and everything else. But no, it's raining pretty bad out there. And I use Siri for my navigation. And I don't know about yours, but mine is bitchy. I swear she cops an attitude. I am not kidding you. Maybe it's me with women, but she rolls her eyes at me. She rolls her eyes and does this little condescending rerouting. I don't want you to say rerouting. Just say, I'm here to help you.
Right.
I want a new voice. I want Morgan Freeman to be my voice. Wouldn't that be cool? Morgan Freeman pops on there.
Somebody made a wrong turn. Get off that deck, sexy young man.
That'd be cool.
I think did they ever come out with apps where you could like get, when they had the TomToms in the car and stuff, where it was voice control, but you could actually get Homer Simpson or something, or Marge Simpson to be the person. I mean, I think that's a great idea. When you work on new stuff, work
that.
On doing
Mr.
the voices
for
Mr. Furley. Mr. I can't Furley wait to retire him. He's the first reason I'm retiring. If one more person says, do Mr. Furley or Barney Fife.
So someone yelled
Furley. Because no one knows who he is anymore. I got to retire that stuff.
Someone yelled
I'll
Mr. Furley.
I'll do it one more time for you, Heidi.
The yell at the parking lot, that's when you decided to quit. Like you're walking into the club like, I can't wait to see Furley tonight.
I'm done.
He's your free bird. Furley is my free bird, is what you're
all right,
booking
one
me.
More time.
This is the last.
Whoa.
I don't even do it on stage anymore.
Oh, really?
Don Knotts. No, I quit doing it.
All right.
Oh. Don Knotts, Barney Fife as what? Give me something to ad lib here.
What, maybe we'll do improv. As Siri.
We're the groundlings.
Tell me how to.
Oh, Siri?
Give us directions.
Somebody here made a big old mistake by getting off on an access road. Get on the freeway, biatch. It's all clear if you're a carpooler. You know what I do? You blow up a little doll, put her there. She's good for two reasons. Scooting on by and never know what goes on later if Thelma Lou doesn't show up.
All right.
My God.
Heard it here very last time. Very last time.
What are you making me do early in the morning? My last Barney Fife of my life.
So you were on stage doing Barney Fife and realized that no one in the audience knew who he was?
No one knows who he is anymore.
Dang it.
I mean, they don't even know him. They don't even know him from Pleasantville. He was in Pleasantville. And that was.
I guess your Aunt B's going to have to retire, too.
Oh,
huh?
She's long. B's long gone, Andy. Smoking weed.
Because you physically transform. When you do Barney, you physically.
The whole cast.
So why
you ever see me do Ernest T. Bass?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I get fully into that one. My first comedy act in Ava Tamini's backyard was Celebrity Smoking Pot in Mayberry. Right? That was my first act. This is it.
This is the last time you're ever going to do this.
Last time I'm going to do this is an old bit from the 80s. So here we go. Starting off with Barney Fife. That's some damn good weed. How about it, Floyd? You know Floyd the barber?
Yeah.
I'm high-z-kay-ay-ay. I'm wasted. How about it, Aunt B? There are seeds in my marijuana.
That's damn good reefer out there, Floyd. I got the munchies.
And then I'd have Ernest T. Bass. He was on cocaine. Andy,
somebody threw rock cocaine through my wind, Andy.
How in the world people were laughing at this in the 80s, I have no idea.
Don't retire them.
But don't retire
just
that?
Make them your family members and just say that they were just fictional. Like, instead of like they were a show that we all watched back in the day to say, I have an Aunt B.
Right. Oh, yes.
And people were like, really?
Yes.
Oh, and this,
and the older people go, that sounds very familiar.
Yeah. Yeah. What a heck. That's not his family. I know. Right. I watched that show.
Oh my God,
Craig. So much. So glad you could make it in. I know you were late, but Craig Shoemaker, go see
his
last shows, Irvine Improv, December 26th.
I'm in, if you go as far as San Diego, I'm there this weekend at the Comedy Palace.
And go
too.
See him now because he's sitting there.
Irvine.improv.com and then also at the Canyon Club on New Year's Eve.
And get my book, by the way. It's called Love Mastered, and it's about healing and finding love in your life because I really do have it. I mean, I am so madly in love with my wife and children. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, because you went from pure hell.
But the book is this woman on Facebook reaches out to me on private message, and the book is our exchange back and forth, me helping her through her painful divorce and have her healing. And I don't want to tell you what happens at the end, but it's pretty amazing. But Dr. Drew's reading it for the second time. He just emailed me because he's getting new dividends from it.
All right.
Because it really does help people, and Whoopi Goldberg couldn't put it down.
I'm going to buy it.
It's a book that helps people, and that's what I really want. I'm about more than just making you laugh.
And it's...
Although I'll take it, baby.
Is it on Amazon or just on the website?
Amazon. Website, I can sign it for you at the shows or Barnes & Noble and all that kind of stuff. But it's doing really well. It's a big bestseller. I'm very proud of it and happy about it. Love Mastered.
Well, find out what Craig's
no
up to.
No pop-up book, baby.
At the Love Master on Twitter, so follow him on Twitter so you can find out where he's going to be, what he's up to, and how to get that book and everything.
By the way, I got to tell you, I was telling my buddy on the way down, he's an Uber driver, Stefan, and he's a huge fan of yours. Yeah. And I told him, listen, I've been with you guys since like 98, right?
Yeah, yeah.
When you first started
long
in L.A.
Time.
And this is always, and that's no A-kissing. You guys are the greatest.
Aww.
I mean, I just always look forward to doing your show.
That's
in a huge way. I mean, it's just like, this is like being at home, you know?
Yeah,
it's like being with
you.
My old buddy.
No!
We're going to miss you. Come in.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Right?
Yeah, you still come in.
He's not really sick. He's not really. He's fine. Yeah. He's fine. He'll be here. He just won't do Mr. Furley. That's all. That's the only difference.
I don't want to get all melancholy and stuff like this is the end, but for Frank,
feelings.
Frank's going, oh, good, finally.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
feelings make him uncomfortable.
I know. They do, actually, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
I even looked at him in the eye for a moment, and he's like, okay, I'm going to make a joke here.
Yeah.
I'm really uncomfortable. Let's say he's sick again. This is really...
It's personal growth.
He just complimented me. And
people bettering themselves make me uncomfortable.
It does, doesn't it?
That's really does.
You were going, I can't wait to get the book, and he's going, I can't wait to get the next segment. He's looking at Eric going, what do we have next? Please give me a cue sign.
Tell me that story about those Pakistani kids again, Heidi. Come on. I gotta get back to normal here.
You're right, yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Thank you, Craig. We're going to be right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.